now it's time for season 3 of the Dice of Thunder podcast. Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, the fastest growing podcast on Mars.
Oopsie. Oh, yeah. See?
Verified.
Yeah.
Really?
That's right.
You want to tell our Martian listeners.
The Discovery rover listens to us.
I thought that was still classified. I'm supposed to tell
people that. Did Curiosity finally kick the bucket?
One of them finally signed off for good.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was very sad. I actually had
Isn't that sad?
I had feelings. Feels.
Yeah. That's like leaving Sweep Up on the moon.
It sang itself.
Perfect.
Good place for it. Yeah, didn't it sing itself to
it
sleep?
It did. Aww. It was sad.
It was sad. Because that was the rover that wasn't supposed to last.
And yeah,
it lasted
and it's still,
for like...
Still going.
Dang.
Years longer than it was supposed to.
He was like the real life Wally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's why everybody had feelings.
I think so too.
That's
when I
watched that movie. If you did a movie, that.
Yeah, dude. Well, here's the deal: the fact that they can make you fall in love with a character who doesn't say any words in the first 20 minutes of that movie is incredible.
Yeah,
and perfect.
Yeah,
good storytelling. Speaking of falling in love with characters, it's the first episode of season 3.
Hey,
let's go.
Our 75th episode.
75th, 75.
The quarter quell.
Ooh.
Oh gosh, get out of here.
No. Wait, how's the whistle go?
Oh, God. No,
there it is. Whistling. I was holding the sign up.
Yeah.
What is that?
Girl Scouts for Life.
Hunger Games.
You know,
oh, no, I don't do
when
that.
When Rue died and then Katniss.
This. No. This is why I love you. This right here.
No, I'm not doing that.
I'm not ashamed to say it. I love Hunger Games and the Divergent series.
Oh. Divergent?
Okay. Yeah.
I
tried. I did. Because I like Hunger Games a lot.
Gray's got a Maze Runner tattoo on his back. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I'm like, so what's happening? My wife's
says
like, this
Wicked.
Is so good.
Yeah. He's just got a Wicked tattooed on his back.
Yeah.
That's a Maze Runner deep cut. I hate me.
His tramp stamp, his tramp stamp says
Don't
Team
say
Jacob.
That word.
I can't say that word?
No.
Okay, fine. The tattoo's slightly above his buttocks.
It's getting worse.
Says Team Jacob.
Yeah. Oh, buttocks.
It better not.
Wait.
Yeah, because Team Edward, bro.
Who's Jacob? Yeah. Oh, no.
Isn't that Twilight?
We're
jumping genres like mad right now.
I can say that I'm proud that I've never seen a single minute of a Twilight film.
Bro,
you're missing out.
Yeah, so you know how
that's one thing I'll barf on.
Let's sit down and watch
childhood
together.
When Dracula sees the sun, he dies.
Yeah.
That's how it's
dude,
supposed to be.
This dude turns to diamonds.
That's
not vampires.
Exactly. The whole turning bursting to flame, that's just an old wives' tale.
Yeah.
What happens is they shine in the sun and it looks like they're on fire.
They turn to cubic zirconia.
No.
Shut your mouth.
No.
Yeah. He's like,
false.
I can't go up there.
Black bear.
Get wrecked, 700 years of lore.
Stephanie's like, no, we're not doing
yeah.
that.
Stephanie's like,
that
if they don't
work in my story.
If they don't go outside, they can't go on picnics.
I'm going to make them more attractive.
I can't do this. This is.
His skin feels like marble.
Hard for me.
I'm lost on all these references.
No, it's weird.
We're watching it together.
No, you're in.
And then we can watch Army of Darkness.
Oh, see, then cleanse our palate with Army of Darkness.
Here's what we do. We watch the first Twilight, then we watch Army of Darkness.
Okay.
Then we watch the second Twilight, then we watch Half Baked.
Honestly, if we, I would be down.
You're cool.
How many Twilight movies are there?
17.
Four.
If we watched Army of Darkness after each one, I'm down.
We could watch.
Does that mean we could watch Army of Darkness? Okay, we can do that. Even the 1, 2.
That'll
Army
clear.
Of Darkness.
That'll cleanse you.
That's a wild moot right there.
You got to hit all the extremes, bro. Twilight 1, Evil Dead 1. Twilight 2, Evil Dead 2. And in between Part 1 and 2 of Twilight 3, Army of Darkness.
Army of Darkness.
Boom. This is a perfect day.
Why don't we
that vampire show where it's really funny? I can't remember the name of it.
Oh,
What We Do in the Shadows.
Jess.
That's the best vampire content
out
there.
For our younger listeners, do not watch this.
You are not allowed.
Don't watch that.
You're not allowed.
Also,
you are the most devious bastard in New York City.
Also, don't watch the movie.
The movie is hilarious.
So good.
Gosh, man. So good.
This is how we talk in Phoenix, Arizona.
Arizona. Matt Berry is he's freaking best.
I'll never be able to do a voice like him. I could try to copy that accent forever, and I'll never get it. His
Have you watched the IT
so
Crowd?
Good. Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Is that when he does the bit where he's in the recording studio? Or is that something else?
Recording
studio. I don't remember recording studio in 19.
You know that one where he's like...
That's his straight out of Compton.
I'm Clem Fandango. Yes, I know who you are, Clem Fandango. Like that whole...
I think that was from I think that was from something his skit show.
Oh, probably.
I can't remember what it was called now. Though.
I didn't know he did.
Yeah, he had a BBC skit show.
Wow.
I can't remember what it was called.
He's got depth,
though.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Matt Berry's great.
Y'all rolled high on Nerd tonight.
Always.
Yeah. Love it.
Natural I can never remember actors
have that locked
and actresses'
in, have that glued down on Natural 20.
Yeah, you know, the guy with the thing, face.
Yeah, Tom
the guy
in the
thing. Yeah.
Then I'll remember who you're talking about.
If you mentioned a movie and you said the guy with the face, I could probably name the actor.
We could. And he'd be like, it's Mask.
Yeah.
Dune.
The guy with the face in Dune? Are we talking 80s Dune or recent
Dune? Recent Dune, the guy who walks in, welcomes them to the planet, walks out. That dude. Face. Go.
Javier Bardem? Bardem?
I'm so frustrated.
That's
that
crazy.
Answer.
The guy that walked
out. That's crazy.
Are we? Because there's a couple people that could be.
No, there's one. He knows.
It was Javier.
Yeah,
Javier
Bardem. He walks in, his eyes are all blue. He's like.
You remember what the character's name is?
No. I don't recall.
It's Jeff.
No. Javier Bardem does kind of look like Jeff from Big Campaign.
Oh, does he?
No, he does.
It's not the other way around. It's not Jeff looks like Javier Bardem.
That's crazy.
Jeff was first.
Hey, Jeff.
In my mind.
What a connection. Yeah, you're right, though.
There is some.
Wow.
Yeah. If Javier Bardem was a lot handsomer and a lot nerdier.
And a better voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do better, Javier.
Yeah,
really
better.
Slipping.
Just be better.
Slacker.
We're not playing the podcast. That's why
you're so good at remembering names of actors and movies that I don't store any of them in my brain. Because I don't need to.
Yeah. I store the movie lines, like the lines from movies. That's what I store.
See, I wish I could do that.
I store in my naps. I fall asleep at movies, bro.
That's smart. Like,
I got to watch them in chapters.
Yeah.
Same.
I'm drooling.
That's sad.
Popcorn all over my chest. Dune's coming out soon. Can't wait.
Dune 2?
Yeah.
I know.
I've been watching the first part.
The reviews are off the charts. Bro. Apparently, it's still been reviewed higher than Shawshank.
What?
Which
what?
Is insane. Yeah.
Shawshank Redemption?
Yes. Apparently.
That is an interesting correlation.
I know.
Why are people...
Why would you pick that
Why
one?
Was Shawshank all of a sudden...
No, because Shawshank has pulled the number one spot for since it came out.
Say more.
Apparently,
more
part two is the first movie to ever knock it down.
Dethrone.
Shame
on
you.
Shawshank Redemption,
has been the number one movie,
like
number one highest rated movie
combined critics and user rated highest rated movie.
It's a good movie, but guys, come on, what's happening?
No, what do you mean good movie?
Stilgar.
It's a great movie.
Stilgar.
That's the character.
Shawshank Redemption. I just miss my friend Andy. Come on.
Have you seen Colors?
No.
That's a great movie.
It's a good movie.
Shawshank Redemption, though, you're just calling it a good movie.
That is interesting.
We should watch it with our daughter. I don't think she's seen that.
I haven't
Shawshank?
Seen it.
Oh, yeah. You gotta ever watch Shawshank.
Bro. That's a rainy Sunday afternoon movie right
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
That's a Andy I Want to Feel Things movie.
I need Andy to watch Dufresne. Dune all the way through. I haven't watched it all yet.
The new one?
Yeah,
you do.
I tried to watch it, and I watched it in a couple sessions and never finished
it. It's a long movie.
You watch
it's
the,
long, it, and it was not holding my attention.
You've watched the original?
No, I've watched nothing.
Don't watch the new one until you watch the original.
Watch the original first?
Watch the original.
No.
What do you mean,
No. You don't have to watch the original.
You don't have to.
But I appreciate the new one more.
No. I think so.
You would like it more.
Yes, thank you.
That's true.
I made
that's
my
true.
Children. You were not.
When was the original? When did the original come out?
Like 1984.
I'm all about 80s movies.
Thank
so
you.
This is the way to do it. Come on, Blade Runner. What's up?
I still haven't watched 2049.
You need to watch 2049.
So many good movies out
Ryan
there.
Gosling, come on.
I have a problem getting on board the Gosling train.
Yeah, Gosling,
I live on the Gosling train.
He's the new Nick Cage. He's the same dude every movie.
What?
It is.
Tell me something different.
No, be the same, but he's way better than Nick Cage. Come on.
Well, they're both the same dude in every movie.
Whoa. There will
Are
be
we talking
no
about
Nicolas
the Rock?
Cage slander.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that in this
Are
house.
Are you a Nick Cage fan?
I'm a huge Nicolas Cage
fan. You're the first one. His mom doesn't even like it.
This guy has pillows with his face on them. A lot of people love him.
I love Nicolas Cage.
Do you want to know who's in the original Dune movie?
Who's in the original
Dune? Blow your mind.
Yeah.
You ready to have your mind blown? Sir Patrick Stewart.
Really?
Very young.
The reprised role in the new one
is
Josh Brolin. That's what character.
I like Josh Brolin.
They both play the same character.
I'm surprised I remembered who that is.
You know who else is in the 1984 Dune?
Who?
Sting.
Sting is in it?
That is right.
As
that
in instantly. Sting and the Police. Sting.
elevated this
don't
movie.
Don't you want to watch the original
bass
now?
Guitar
I'll watch the
entire
watch
time
the
he's in the desert.
But every step you take.
But set aside 4 days to watch that original, bro.
Yeah. 4 days?
It's chunky.
Well, normally I can sit down and just watch a movie. But then Dune remake, I just couldn't.
Dune has some of the best visuals
that
and I've seen in a movie in years.
Part of what it was beautiful. Was like, what is going on?
Everything is going on,
and I had no clue. And so
you've
I was
got
like,
his
I
mom,
just start
who's
over.
Like an interloper so, witch lady.
I had my wife watch it for the first time.
Uh-huh.
Turn on I subtitles.
Oh yeah,
that helps a lot.
Turn oh, on yeah. what
subtitles?
I always watch them okay. with subtitles. Come on.
Okay, so then just rewatch it.
Come on. Okay, I'll rewatch.
Watch
I'll watch
the 84 one. Didn't want to go back.
You took us here.
Let's play Pathfinder. Let's play Pathfinder.
No idea. We're not a Dune appreciation podcast.
I mean,
part time,
not full time. Let's go down into the depths of the Gilded Halls, shall we?
The GH
in the halls.
When last
y'all.
We left the Shumfall of Five, they were watching as Felonious Scampknave Ambrose
sorry,
Muglin
watching.
Ugh,
watching.
Oh my
stop
gosh.
It!
Observing.
Being
lazily
oh,
as
wow.
Ambrose Muglin feloniously scampers
yeah,
away
yeah, yeah.
into the streets of Alkenstar, ne'er to be seen again.
Yet.
Yet to be seen.
Jerk.
you'll never see him again.
Yes,
he got
away.
Guaranteed.
No.
Because
I'm in charge.
You're
little
wrong.
Do you know, our entire side quest now
is just
is
the,
finding Muglin.
Forget Pyronite, Muglin.
Yes.
Blood.
Yeah.
Go. So you're sitting in the blacksmith shop right now. Muglin, off he goes.
Yep.
What do you want to do?
Find Muglin. Just kidding. I
feel
you
can like
try
to chase to, after him
I
if
feel
you
like we need to finish our Sharkosa.
We need to talk to Coriel.
Biz.
Yeah,
Coriel as well.
I like that Muglin dipped out with like a Skeletor level of, yeah.
next time.
Do more damage until we meet again, He-Man. Ran away.
So awesome.
No, it's not, but that's okay. Yeah, I think we need to talk to Coriel.
Yes.
And talk to Sharkosa.
Yes.
Plus we owe her some money.
So you guys head back down inside the Gilded Halls. You go through the little tunnels. You see the bars now where those divots were, because there was a trap on the other side.
Yeah.
You guys decided to go left. Had you gone right and gone through there, the first person across would have triggered the trap, but you guys would have probably been able to meet back up. It wouldn't have been a big deal. But it did stop Muglin from trying to get away, which
yeah.
was fun. And then he got away anyway. As we all know. I'll
Can
stop.
We move on?
I'll stop rubbing
it in. You're just going to beat it
True.
To death.
Yeah.
No one wants to be defeated.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Sorry.
Wow. With the gums flapping and everything.
Did the gum slapping get you?
It did. Good grief.
Here we go.
Late night recordings. I hate them.
It's 7 p.m., y'all.
My bedtime is an half
I've been
an hour.
Up since 5 a.m., so this is, we're on hour 14 and lots of coffee. You make your way through the Gilded Halls, bypassing what you now know to be trapped doors.
We now know because our GM told us.
Yeah, and you get into that meeting room, and you see that Sharkosa and Hansen and the other three Gilded Gunner assassins are there. They're all kind of standing around like they don't know what to do, and Hansen's sort of tending to Sharkosa's wounds after the duel with Varg.
That was a solid duel.
That was fun.
I'm pretty sure you picked up the pistol.
I did.
Right?
He did.
Yeah.
So you also see her taking off her knuckle dusters mm-hmm. that are on her right hand. And mm-hmm. they're kind of sewn into this glove
mm-hmm.
that goes up into her forearm. It's like mm-hmm. this big assembly. And she hands it to you.
Ooh.
And she says, "A deal is a deal. Not one that I am fond of. But now it's time for you to honor your half of the deal. Pay up."
So she's giving me both weapons?
That was the agreement.
I'm not going to argue that.
The weapons, the weapon swap. Full weapon swap. I mean, she used her knuckle dusters more than her pistol anyway.
She did.
Are these magical gloves?
Like they are plus one striking knuckle dusters.
Whoa.
So it'll fit my hands.
And
perfect.
That pistol is a plus one striking dueling pistol with
Ooh.
A golden silencer.
Yeah.
Does the silencer add damage?
No. It just makes it so that you can use the gun silently.
Oh, like a silencer. Makes sense.
No, it what it it lowers the detection radius for the noise level of the gun.
Thank
I mean, thank you, Scott. Anyway.
So crunch, crunch, crunch.
Yeah,
I like it.
It is crunchy.
Varg will receive the knuckle duster from Sharkosa.
Okay. And then...
Oh, my gosh. And then we'll say, you fought bravely and with honor. Thank you. Here's your money. And he asks Darn Nairu, the banker, for
money,
the gold.
Money, please.
You have done nothing wrong ever.
Yeah.
Or no, she's... Is that what he... Is that, I don't know. It's something hilarious like that.
Okay, giving...
She says it. I have done nothing wrong in my entire life.
I know, sweetheart.
This I know. Yeah.
So Darn Nairu grabs...
Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Darn Nairu grabs the gold and hands it over. 100 gold.
100 gold.
As it was agreed upon, here is 100 gold.
Excellent. And make sure that you let everyone know, if they ask, that you did duel the Gilded Gunners. Remember, the second part of this agreement is the notoriety that comes along with fighting and surviving against the Shumfall of Five.
You want everyone to know you lost?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
Lost and live. And still live.
Yeah, you're okay. Welcome.
Yeah. Okay. That means that we're better matched than anyone else who's faced you so far.
Got it.
No, we just didn't kill you.
That's how we're going to sell it.
Got it.
Whatever you say.
Aren't you the guy that cast a spell when we previously agreed that there was no spell?
Oh, here we go.
Anyway.
We must ask you now, what about your blacksmith?
That was the second part of our agreement. She turns to Hansen and motions with her head, just a head nod. And he gets up and leaves, goes through the training room and exits. You can't see him anymore. But you know there's another way out. He heads up north into the deeper into the halls. And after a couple moments, he comes back with a sort of meekish woman who's kind of nervous. He's not dragging her or anything. She's just following him. But
yeah.
Thank goodness.
But she's just a little timid.
You needed me, Sabora? Yes, I did. I need you to explain to these adventurers, or whatever they are, outlaws, what you and Mugland... what you and Mugland discussed.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Well, he needed me to mix some chemicals together, something that he called pyronite. And I had to procure a bunch of different materials. Here, I have the list. And she produces
Beautiful.
A list of paper that I need you to roll a crafting check on.
Okay.
This die, Varg, don't screw this up.
This is
I'm
aidable.
Not
this die won the roll off, so.
This is aidable.
I will roll to aid.
I'd like to aid.
Varg can 20, pass it around.
28 total.
28 total?
I rolled exactly a 15.
Nice. That's
aid. 27 total.
Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you roll? Natty 1?
13 total.
Natty 1?
No.
13 total.
What was on the dice?
10.
Okay.
9 total.
You guys have to tell me if it's a natural 1. You'll play Pathfinder.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I would tell you.
Nah, I doubt that.
Wow.
Super doubt.
I saw it.
Super doubt.
My kids call you Uncle Scott, huh?
Mega doubt, because they know that I know what their dad's up to. And a 9?
Yes.
Okay. 1 aid from Darn Nairu, 28 total. That is enough to recognize the items on this list match the shopping ingredients from a list produced by Rika long, long, long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But not the right quantities.
Mm.
From who?
Rika.
Rika?
They didn't.
Rika!
Welcome to my alchemy shop!
It's ridiculous. God. It was so loud.
So the amounts didn't match.
Right. Something was off.
Okay.
Now remember, the formula that Mugland received did not come directly from Vashon Gattleby. It came from Kosawana's workshop.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Then, after producing the list, Coriel adds this last bit of information. He wouldn't tell me how to mix the ingredients.
Oh, no.
He did it himself.
So he only had you purchase everything and bring it together.
Yes. And then he added an ingredient of his own.
Oh. And
I don't know what it is.
Can we roll a perception to see if that's truthful?
Yes, you can.
Great idea.
Because I need to know if that's...
Not aidable. This is all as individuals. Separate. Normally, these would be secret checks. If you're listening for the first time and you're like, what game are they playing?
Yeah.
We're playing Pathfinder. I just don't like to roll for my players. So it's kind of a house rule.
Yeah. 27 total.
27 total. Anybody else roll on that?
Yeah. I rolled 20 total.
Okay.
16.
Okay.
13 total.
So Darnayru is confident that she's telling the truth. The rest of you maybe don't understand enough of what's going on to get a good feeling that she's telling the truth. You don't feel deceived. You just don't know. But Darnayru, you're looking in her eyes, and you know thieves. You know liars.
Yes,
you know,
I do.
You've got deception training. Okay. She's not being deceitful.
Okay. And you do not remember anything about that secret ingredient?
I wish I did. But I've tried to recreate it since. It's a very powerful weapon. And it sure would help the Gilded Gunners.
This is much too dangerous for it to be in anyone's hands. So, if you ask me, do not attempt to seek this out any further.
Sharkosa pipes up at that point. She says, I like to do things the old-fashioned way. That explosive was just a little too much, even for me.
Yes, in the wrong hands, it could mean devastation for much more than anyone can imagine. This must be stopped.
I trust that our business is concluded then.
Did the blacksmith give us the list?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I think our business is concluded.
You don't want to give her a smooch?
Who?
Varg.
No. Who do you want Varg to smooch?
Anyone.
Everyone.
Yeah. I'm saving myself. He would like I'm Varg saving myself to for Loveless.
Smooch around the table.
No.
I can't think of anything else to ask.
I can't think of
anything. You guys have brain lock.
I know. I feel like
think
I'm
about
stuck.
It. Take your time. Think about it. I don't want you to leave without, you know, with something on the table.
So you spent a lot of time with Mugland. Did he say anything that might be helpful in finding out where he is or anything about him or anything that could be helpful for us in our journey?
I've been waiting for that scamp to pay me for, too long. She looks over at Hansen and he kind of nods gruffly. During his time here with us, he had to sell us on this idea that his partner, as he referred to her, some corrupt shield marshal named Angelique Lovelace, was going to arrive any day now with more than enough to settle his debt because he was going to sell this pyronite.
Do you know who the buyer was?
He did mention that there was two people interested, and he was playing both sides, rather full of himself.
That little scamp.
Exactly.
Felonious knave, if you ask me.
Very forthcoming with information when being tortured. There was a necromancer from Geb and some scholarly wizard fellow from Nex.
What?
Both of them is where he said he was getting his money from, as I had doubts that it was legitimate in the first place.
He's playing both countries.
Oh my gosh.
That is brilliant.
That's horrible.
I mean, it is, but...
Kind of like Nicolas Cage
in Lord of War.
In
Lord of War,
yeah.
Horrible.
Full circle.
That's a great Nick Cage movie.
It is.
With great Nick Cage in that great Nick Cage movie.
That's right.
So did he say anything about when he was meeting or when he was selling these?
That's the thing that's been frustrating me for at least 5 days. I can't stand to hear the man talk. And talk he did. Mostly about how he would honor this debt and it would make everything right once again. You all have come along and settled 20% of what he owed. But I'll be sure to cash in on the notoriety. Treat my pistol well. And she looks at Varg, nods.
I will treasure it, and I treasure you.
Always?
I treasure our friendship.
Always.
Okay.
Good question.
So but Muglin's waiting, or was saying that Lovelace was coming, but what does Lovelace have to do with the sale?
She has the money.
She has the money.
Oh, she has the money. Okay.
So one of his buyers was a necromancer from Nex and a wizard from Geb? Or do I have those reversed?
No, you have those reversed. That's okay. I like it.
Okay.
A necromancer from Geb, the land of the dead.
That makes sense.
And a wizard from Nex, the land of magic.
That also makes sense.
Magics. Yes.
Brittany, you have a question.
Did he mention when Angelique Lovelace would be coming around to settle his debts?
She was already supposed to have been here. So who knows what's going on?
We don't know the meeting place. We just know that she's coming to pay. Did she collect the money from this buyer?
I wish I knew.
Hmm.
That's my money as far as I'm concerned. It's not here.
What is Angelique's usual mode of travel?
Well, she's a shield marshal. She can get around however she wishes.
We have reason to believe that Angelique Lovelace is corrupt.
I think you're onto something there.
If we have to neutralize her, would you be interested in joining forces and collecting at least your debt, if not more?
Nice.
Nice.
Absolutely. I'll do anything if the price is right. She winks at Varg.
Ooh.
Oh.
Whoa.
Don't worry, listener. We're not going to roleplay that.
That'll be on Patreon later.
Sorry.
What price would be right?
Seek me out when the time is right, and I will ask Greg how much money you have, and I'll just take whatever that is.
Okay.
How do we get in touch with you?
Well, you know where my hideout is, but you can always send a messenger.
Hmm.
Okay. Sweet.
Okay.
Great idea. I am here to deliver.
I am here.
Yeah, right, yeah. Message. Well, I gotta.
I am here to deliver a message.
It's so great.
Oh my gosh.
Freaking sweet butt, man.
Don't f with the Shumfaller 5.
Now I have to cut it. It was so funny. Sometimes I'm funny just for you guys.
So that means we need to find Lovelace and we need some form of a lead.
Do you have any idea where Mugland might have run off to?
Oh, I wish I did because.
Rats.
I feel like I could probably still squeeze him for what he owes me, but as I understand it, he has nothing left.
Hmm.
There's one other thing. You asked about Lovelace's mode of travel.
Yes.
Something Mugland said while we were doing business. If we were to come across any shield marshals that had a broken heart tattooed on them or pinned on them, then we were to leave them alone.
Mm.
Ah.
Nice. Okay.
So that's the
inner
mark.
Circle.
Finally. Okay, there's an identifier. Beautiful.
Good to know. Okay.
Now, I'd like to take a nap because I just got beat up by an 8-foot barbarian dog man. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, thank you, but please await our message.
I won't. I'm sorry. I'll sit by idly and patiently waiting.
If you want some extra gold, you will.
Oh, I have a feeling I'll be able to earn that on my own just fine. She winks
She's
at Varg
nasty.
Again.
We don't need anything from Coriel and nothing else. Okay, she was building the Pyronite, but under the direction of Mugland without all the information.
We have the recipe that we can give
with fault with not the right amounts.
And yep. Kosawana. We still have the stick of Pyronite dynamite.
We need to take all that back to Kosawana and
then
Galilee.
We need to let him know that he has his own ingredient that he's adding.
Does Coriel?
Dude, they would be able to know what the missing ingredient is. The guy's created it.
Does Coriel have any extra Pyronite on her?
Great question. Do you have any extra?
I only made the 2 samples for Mr. Mugland.
And he didn't make any more with your workshop?
There wasn't enough to do that.
Sweet. So there isn't a bunch more floating around. That's good. Okay.
I want to give her like a piece of clothing to free her.
Like
I feel like she's
like
a,
Nobby?
Like a house elf.
Dobby.
Give her a sock.
Sorry.
I'm perfectly happy here.
Okay.
I absolutely love making guns and seeing what they can do.
Blink twice
oh, man.
If you need help.
Think about it. You move your finger and you can take someone's life. It's
oh gosh.
Oh, wow.
That got dark.
It's exciting.
Oh wow.
This is book 3, Colt Cronewater. He's a dark writer.
Oh wow.
I'm a dark character.
Oh boy.
Okay, bye.
Wait, do you have anything that could help us on our journey?
Yes, watch this video. I promise nothing will happen to you after 7 days.
That's the Drudge or Grudge?
It's the ring.
The Drudge. Oh. The Drudge. That's the mashup of the Grudge and Judge Dredd.
I'd watch that.
I would totally watch that. Sylvester
awesome.
Stallone fights
Sadako.
Kayako or something. No. You're thinking the ring.
Can we do a deception check to make sure she definitely doesn't have any extra Pyronite?
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay.
Good. Idea. I lie to you guys
a
lot.
All the time. 28 total.
25 total.
Only 19.
Kairos and Luton rolled high, and you do not sense any deception. Just maybe that She's a little disturbed and really enjoys making guns.
Milk drinker.
Okay. Can I go back to work now? And Sharkosa is, of course, just, you know, be safe.
Just stay away from the knives.
Knives are too slow.
All right, let's get out of here. I can't think of anything else we need.
Me either.
The Shum Fall of Five scampers away.
We feloniously scamper away.
Like yeah, maves. I didn't get her on, not me, always trying to make allies, but I didn't get the sense that she really wanted to team up.
No, no.
She just wants some money and that's it.
No, but she might be so someone we can buy later for something.
Right.
Yeah. Not like every gang in Alkenstar is going to fall in love with you guys.
Listen, it doesn't hurt to try. Okay?
I like it.
I mean, who wouldn't want to be our friends?
Hey, she agreed to be hireable by you.
Yeah.
She didn't shut it down.
We're like two for two now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Collecting gangs.
Listen.
Got to catch them
all. Angelique Loveless is nasty.
And she has the shield marshals on her side. You guys might need the firepower.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. It's going to be, at the end of this, it's going to be
war in the streets?
Yes.
Gangs in New York style?
Yeah.
I am here for this.
I might have to add that.
Come out to play.
I think we should take all of this knowledge and head back to the Bullet and Barrel.
Okay.
Yep. Saloon.
Agreed.
Real quick, can Varg do a check to see if he sees any tracks or anything that would give us a direction of where Muglin ran off to?
Yes.
He starts sniffing around.
What's tracking? It's just under perception, right? Let's roll a perception check.
Yeah.
I rolled a 90, 19.
Holy smokes.
29 total.
Natural 20.
Oh. Woo! Wow.
So 35.
Oh, yeah.
Natural 20.
No.
Key. Yes. I wasn't going to roll, but now I got it.
Please be it's got to be a 1.
It's a natural 5.
It's just as bad. So while Darnayru gets lost chasing a tumbleweed has rolled through the area, the three of you do see his little barefoot tracks running off behind some building, and you follow him for a while.
Yeah.
And, I mean, with a natural 20, you can see exactly where he was running. And at first, he was zigzagging for a good 200-300 yards, trying to lose you.
Yeah.
You get the impression that this isn't the first time he's had to run away from somebody.
Clearly.
His tracks end at a sewer entrance.
Ooh.
And the grate is still a little bit off-center.
Do we go in?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's go chase Barney Rubble.
All right.
Yes.
Barney Rubble.
You climb down into this disgusting sewer grate, and it leads into a cistern, which is like a big vault cavity. Okay. And there are 5 different tunnels branching off of this cistern with no discernible way to tell which one of them he went down without another perception check.
Let's do that.
Please roll.
Or Shum, follow 5. Let's all pick one and go.
Kal-El by himself down the left. Nothing bad will happen to all of you.
27 total.
29 total.
31 total.
Let's go. 23.
Let's go.
Those are really good rolls. But not good enough.
I know.
Duval is so angry at me.
Shooting daggers.
It's so disgusting down here. There's no way to tell his footprints through the water. It's an impossible task, even with those high rolls.
So we have to wait for him to turn up somewhere else.
Dang it!
Is that a daily?
Yes. No.
Figures.
He'll turn up.
I can't activate him again for 1 week.
Yeah.
That's I thought great. That was only when he
1
dies.
1 week. Wow.
Yeah, it is only when. Anyway, you go to climb back out of the cistern. The ladder breaks, and now you live down there.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I call Michelangelo.
Donatello.
Leonardo.
Sure, oh, sure.
No, you have to be
Raph. No, she's Raph. Come on.
Yeah. You see what she does?
Which one of the 4 of you is the most like Alan Richson? Brittany.
Yes.
No, you climb out of the cistern. You smell a little bit. Varg smells the same.
I mean, it was worth a try. Yeah.
Okay.
While you were talking to Sharkosa and Coriol, he escaped all the way.
Dang it.
If we had chased him,
you probably would have
caught him.
Immediately?
Yep. Ah,
man.
Felonious move.
You're right. Felonious Knave.
Felonious Knave.
What a scamp.
Scampered away. Can you believe it? Ugh.
It's okay. We don't need him. What we need is Angelique Loveless, and we need to take out that necromancer and that sorcerer.
Wizard.
All three. Whatever. Wizards.
They're like just buyers.
Trying to buy Pyre Knight to start a whole war.
Yeah. Well, they've been at war.
They need to go.
Trying to end the war with this Pyre Knight.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if both armies had Pyre Knight, the destruction?
Yeah. That's what I'm worried about.
No, Alcanstar's right in the middle. It'd be destroyed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so we're going to...
Scott's over here smiling like a madman.
This is amazing.
This is Pathfinder Cold War.
Jordan's putting it together, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know which one. I think next, probably Russia, because it's north.
What does that make? Geb, the nation of the undead, is America?
Yeah.
Okay. tracks.
Yeah,
head back to the Barrel and Bullet Saloon?
Back to the Barrel and Bullet.
Or Bullet and Barrel, as we say.
We think it's the Bullet and Barrel.
No. Barrel and...
We think it's the B&B.
Bullet and Barrel. Bullet and Barrel is how it should be said.
The bubble, blubble. You enter the Bullet and Barrel Saloon, and where do you guys want to head to first? Phoebe or Gattleby?
I want to go straight to Gattleby and Kosawana.
Yeah, see what that other spice is in this mix.
Varg is very determined to find... Mugland. So okay. I think Varg wants to go talk to Phoebe to see if she has anyone in her network, a spy, a source that might know where he would go.
That's a good point.
So maybe we split up.
Okay.
Granted, I mean, it's still going to end up being two different conversations anyway, but for the story,
that's fine. I'm flipping the Pyre Knight up in my hand and catching it. And just kidding.
Spinning the stick in between your fingers like a drummer.
So Darnayru's going to talk to the scientists. Varg's going to talk to Phoebe.
Wow, that doesn't make any sense, but we'll do Luton, that. I'm
where
an
are you
idiot.
Going? That's fine. Why doesn't it make sense?
Because he's the inventor, like Varg is, and I'm the idiot walking up to these smart guys.
You don't need to have three inventors talking.
That's true.
They're just going to be nerdy.
Luton's going to go with Darnayru.
Okay.
I'll go with Varg.
All right. So we'll start with Darnayru and Luton. You go and talk to Gattleby and Kosawana. Oh, hey there, friends. Welcome back. What sense you got there?
We have the recreated Pyre Knight, and we want you to look at it, and also the list of everything that Mugland was using to create it.
Pyre Knight?
Yes.
In your hands?
In my hands. Right here.
Oh, let me see that. And he catches it as you toss it through there.
Yes.
Luton's just got her hands up ready with the water.
Oh, spell charge.
Spell charge, wall of water.
Why are you holding a water spell?
Just in case.
Oh, you want to neutralize this. That's smart. But this isn't Pyre Knight. This is some cheap knockoff. And he tosses it over his shoulder.
Yes, it is the knockoff, but this is what Mugland was creating. And we have the partial list. It is missing an ingredient.
Let me see that.
And so I hand it over the list.
Ah, yes. Look at this. Okay. All right. And he's going down the checklist. These are the wrong amounts. Where's the sulfuric oxide? There's a missing ingredient.
That must be what was missing that Mugland was at. He was very secretive about the information he gave the person putting this together.
It sounds to me like this Mugland fellow wanted to keep the full recipe to himself. But this is my list. This is what I put together.
Mm. Yes, this is what they got from your workshop when they broke in.
Oh, it's all starting to make sense now, as I play two characters in this scene. Try to keep up. Mugland has made some knockoff, market-rate version of my formula. I'm offended.
It's some kind of Shasta Cola.
What is this? Kirkland brand?
Hey, don't hate on Kirkland.
Frosted cakes.
Yeah.
Is it not as dangerous as the original Pyre Knight?
Well, I think it's still dangerous. These amounts and these ingredients would still make an explosive formula.
Okay.
Remember, a grain of sand. My greatest achievement. Almost killed a whole bunch of people.
No.
But I did blow the door off of Blithia College. It's the inside cover of book one.
Okay. Now, we did not succeed at neutralizing Mugland, so he is still on the loose, and he has this formula, at least in his head.
There's something good and something bad here. My formula was incorrect. I was trying to reverse engineer what my friend Gattleby has done. If Mugland is trying to sell this, it will still be destructive. You saw what happened in my laboratory. But it is not the potent, horrible concoction made by Vashon Gattleby. This is a win and a loss.
So it will be far less devastating if it did get out, although it will still be devastating.
Get out where? I thought you said Moglin ran away, and we have his list of ingredients. Who would it go to?
We don't know if he has it memorized.
He may have already sold some of it, too.
Yes.
You mean like the list?
No, like the formula.
Oh, sold the formula. That's what I mean. The list is the formula.
If he's memorized the list.
Who would he sell it to?
He does have a lot of enemies.
Do you guys tell Gattleby about Nex and Geb?
I think we would totally tell. Because like Gattleby and Kosawana have a lot more history knowledge than us. So I would totally tell him.
Why would you tell him?
Because I want more information about like, this is what is happening. This is what I think Mugland is at. So Nex and Geb are after this formula. Even though it isn't true Pyronite, Mugland is trying to sell it to a necromancer from Geb.
This is terrible news.
It is very terrible news.
In the hands of a scholar from any of those nations, they have the correct list of ingredients. They could get there. You should go talk to Phoebe.
And then we will transition over to Kairos and Varg talking to Phoebe.
Sup, Phoebes?
You're back? It's great to see you.
Hello, Phoebe.
My fifth voice of this entire episode. I'm losing my mind. Well, what happened in the Gilded Halls?
Much happened. We discovered the formula that was stolen from Kosawana's workshop.
That's great
news. As well as a duplicate, slightly different formula.
Where's Moglin's head? So we can all celebrate.
I'm getting there.
Oh.
Don't rush me. Anyway. Darnayru and Bluten are out talking to Kosawana and Gattleby about the formula. We have some unfortunate news, though. It appears that Mugland is selling and may have already sold or perhaps given away a sample of his Pyronite knockoff to the armies of Nex and Geb.
How would he sell that if he was locked up that whole time with the Gilded Gunners?
Yeah, Varg married the lead. He got away. He got away.
Well, and
do you tell her about Angelique Loveless?
I was going to say, and
his right-hand lady, Loveless, is his contact.
That dander blasted shield marshal.
Exactly. The dander blaster.
Who runs Bartertown?
Dander blaster runs Bartertown.
Say louder.
Say louder.
Yeah, that's right.
Lift embargo.
Angelique Loveless was part of this, too?
Yes.
Selling the formula? To whom?
It appears that it is their contact is a necromancer from Geb and a wizard from Nex.
Both sides of the war?
Can you imagine?
I can't.
The catastrophe.
This is a worst case scenario. I need to check in with the Duchess.
Can we go with you to meet the Duchess?
No.
This Duchess needs to get her shield marshals in order.
Listen, it's not my call to make. I can't just give you an audience with the gal, all right? But I have a feeling she may want to speak to you personally.
Nice.
Come back in a couple of days.
There's one other matter, if I may have another moment of your time.
Oh, more bad news.
I don't like you just assume it's bad, but then again, yes, we are the Shunfall of Five, so it is bad news.
Varg hangs his head in shame. And
Mugland got away.
Kairos just said that. He really doesn't pay attention, does he?
He buried the lead.
Loveless is the trying to sell Pyronite.
It's like we didn't even need you.
Thanks,
Varg. Why don't you tell me one more time? I'm not completely depressed. Balnor's dead. No.
Fantastic.
Is there anyone within your network of spies that may be able to track him down for us or have an idea of where he'd run off to?
That's a good idea.
We tracked him as far as the sewers underneath the...
Were we in the Ferris Quarter?
You were somewhere.
Yeah.
You were an Alkenstar.
Yeah.
We tracked him as far as the sewers, but we lost the trail.
But we met some cool turtles down there. That was
we
good.
Did. We gave him some pizza.
You were in the Ferris Quarter.
Okay, yeah.
Nice. The pizza.
That's funny.
Wise man say forgiveness
halls,
is divine.
Sorry, the Gilded Halls are outside of Smokeside.
But never pay full price for late pizza.
That's right. Do you it depends. Do you like penicillin on your pizza?
I need to check in with the Duchess. This is a disturbing turn of events. I don't blame you. He's a slippery fellow. Some have called him a felonious knave.
And a scamp.
Indeed.
Yes.
Only smart people will refer to him that way. But nevertheless, it's important to check in. This was an unexpected turn of events. I fear the worst. If both sides, Nex and Geb, get their hands on a weapon that doesn't need magic to be destructive, I'm afraid that this is going to end in a bang.
Arkansas is ground zero.
That's a Scotty D, by the way.
I like that.
That's the end of the Scotty D.
That's awesome.
I memorized it because
it's awesome.
Sad.
It's
tear.
Sad
and now Cole. Do you have any other questions or things that you want to do?
Scotty D.
I'm going to head out. Come back in 2 or 3 days after you've had a chance to regroup and recoup.
Sounds good.
We'll discuss more.
Very well.
So you guys have an opportunity to do some downtime.
Yeah.
Investigate a lead.
It's been a minute.
Yep, we definitely need to investigate a lead.
Earn some income.
Heal.
Yeah, heal up. You'll do that automatically when you sleep tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you can burn off the last bits of your spells. You're not in any kind of danger. But Phoebe's going to head off and figure out the next move. And for the first time in what feels like forever, the Shumfall of Five have a minute to kind of take a beat, sell their loot.
Yep, I'll do that off air.
Go shopping, you know.
Buy that good stuff.
Yeah, all that good stuff. Is there anything downtime activity-wise that you want to do? I mean, if we look up what the... You know what? Since it's been a while, I'll look up the downtime activities as a reminder.
It's been a while.
I would like to level up.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
What do I need to do
to
level up?
I'd like you to kill the boss of book two, and then we can level up. How's that sound? Why
we better
like
find
this?
Him.
I would like to level up. Massive failure. I would like to level up, please. A D minus is still a passing grade. Hilarious.
Are we resting and preparing?
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, you guys can earn income. Here, I'll go through the list of cool things you can do in downtime. Earn income. If you have some sort of lingering disease or ailment, you can take long-term rests with medical recovery time. You can do some retraining, removing old feats and replacing it with new feats of the same type. For example, you could swap a skill feat for another skill feat or a class feat for another class feat that you qualify for. So if you have some older feats that you got at like level 2 that you're not feeling so good about anymore now that you're level 7, you can retrain for higher level feats that you qualify for during downtime.
That's cool.
You can spend a week of downtime retraining some to swap out some skill increases. So if you would like to be maybe less trained in society and more trained in something else, you can do that. And you can even retrain some of your class features. So if you don't want Megaton Strike because you want something else.
Because you never hit with it?
Right.
Just kidding. Totally joking. You hit with it all the time.
Just not when it matters.
Not when the boss is running away.
Of course, shopping and crafting are on the list. And then you can earn a living, which is a fun way of...
Retiring.
Yeah, retiring, exactly.
I'm going to retire from adventuring. Kick up my feet. Play some golf.
Earning income. Always fun to do. Crafting, lores, performances. Do you guys want to do any of those activities?
Let me do some feet training.
Yeah? Do we have anything that is interesting that we could role play? I have a suggestion. You guys learned a ritual from Ustra Sila.
Oh,
we can attempt that. Call spirit.
That's right.
What is it?
Call spirit.
What is that?
I forgot about that.
Will you read it, Greg?
I'm pulling it up right meow. Call spirit says you tear the... You know what I think we should do?
What's that?
Try to talk to Balnor.
Oh, my gosh.
On call spirit?
On that spell that we got from Ustra
Sila. I do not have the voice changing box hooked up.
Well, I mean, if they're talking to Balnor's spirit, he's not going to be
sound
in
like an
automaton.
Oh my god!
What?
Yeah,
you just blew my mind.
Yeah.
Okay,
I love that. Yes, we have that call spirit that we got from Ustra Sila, and so we could try to attempt to talk to Balnor. And I feel like we should do it in front of his little tree statue thing.
Oh, yeah.
We're here.
Because we'll roll higher that way.
I pulled up the spell. Let me read. It says, you tear the veil to the afterlife and call a spirit from its final resting place. You must call the spirit by name, and you must provide a connection to the spirit such as a possession, a garment, or a piece of its corpse. How about its soul box? We got that with us. A spirit unwilling to heed your call can attempt a will save to avoid it. On a critical success, a trickster spirit impersonates the spirit that you meant to call.
Oh, no.
The DC of the will save is too lower if you haven't met the spirit in life. Either way, the spirit appears as a wispy form of the creature you meant to call. Each minute of the duration, you can ask the spirit a question. It can answer how it pleases or even refuse to answer. If the spirit isn't in the afterlife, such as if it's undead, all results other than critical failures use the failure effect.
I want this to work.
I want it to work as
What's
well.
What's the duration?
The duration is up to 10 minutes.
So you have 10 questions.
We have 10 questions. It takes an hour to cast, and it's going to cost us 50 gold.
What?
Yeah, in materials.
You have that after selling all that crap.
Yeah.
Easy.
Do you know how much we earned? Or have you not sold it?
We'll do that off air. Okay. I haven't done it. Well, right. We already have 107 gold already, just after we gave our 100 away.
Okay.
So we just need the rare candles and incense worth a total value of 50 GP.
Okay.
Primary checks or occultism?
We should go to Rikos to buy those items.
I got occultism on E.
So I got it for sure,
got it
too.
On T.
And then we have to have a secondary check that's occultism or religion, whichever is not chosen for the primary. So it takes two of us.
Okay.
Yes. It takes two to make a thing.
My religion and my occultism are there.
In addition, that secondary check can be aided by people who are untrained. So all four of you can participate in this ritual.
Cool.
In occultism?
Yeah. So you head over to Rikos to pick up some reagents?
Yeah, we do.
This is exciting.
Hello, Rika.
Welcome. I'm Steven, Rika's branch manager.
Oh, no.
Just kidding! It's me, Rika!
Oh, my God.
It's so good to see you again. We are trying to get a hold of some stuff. Some rare candles.
Rika, listener, is a Tengu.
Yes, a bird.
Which makes this offensive if you're a Tengu.
We're going to do it anyway! Yes, we need some incense and rare candles to call a spirit from the afterlife.
Ah! I've got just the thing! And she shuffles off in a cloud of feathers. Swiftly grabbing reagents off the shelf. Some rare candles, the likes of which you've never seen.
Rare. Ooh.
6 wicks for one candle.
6 wicks?
Whoa. Weird, right?
Wow.
Told you it's like John. The it likes of which you've never seen.
You're going to need one of these! Thank God for compressors!
Yeah.
Seriously.
Ooh, and some of this, and some of those, and these and that. Here you go.
Perfect.
51 gold.
51.
Is there a...
Just kidding, 50.
Oh, okay. It's like, is there a markup?
Right.
Yeah.
Inflation in Alkenstar?
Because of the war.
Oh, yeah.
War coming! Don't you know? Okay, so I pay the 50 gold for our stuff.
You get all the reagents you need to cast the ritual.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
Call spirit.
Can I talk to Steven one more time? I'd like to give you a good review.
Yeah, this Steven.
Steven, I'd like to tell you...
goodbye. Have a great day. No, thanks for coming.
I demand your corporate number.
What? Listen,
Varg is
Steven doesn't break the fourth wall like that, okay? Have a great day. Thanks for coming to Rika's reagents.
Bye-bye! It's great to see you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, all of our listeners. It's been fun. But it's not been funny.
Whatever.
Maybe it's my own self.
Yeah.
No loathing.
Negative self-talk there.
No loathing on the microphone.
Okay, so we're heading back.
Yes.
To Balnor's tree statue.
Oh my gosh.
This is happening.
The statue that Luton crafted out of a protector tree spell. A piece of artwork for all of our Thunder Buddies to go and review right now. You can see this scene on our website. DiceOfThunder.com artwork.
Yes, you can.
/art.
It's a sad setting.
It is amazing. It's one of the best pieces of art I've ever seen. It's commissioned really good. By the one and only Ollie Bomb, who does all of our artwork.
And Varg, because I don't want to put myself in a situation like Scott, and also it makes sense for the story, Varg is going to stand off out of the way, because he never knew Balnor. So he's going to give you three.
You're not going to participate in the ritual?
Varg.
Oh, wow.
You are our kin. No. You belong with us.
Flinter.
You almost lost Kin Flinter.
I appreciate that, Darnay Robot. I did not know Balnor. I never had the privilege.
Don't make this about you.
I'm making it about you.
Do the ritual. We need you.
I will help you, but I will not interfere.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, walk us through this, Greg.
I don't know how to
understand.
Do this.
Darnayru needs to roll an occultism check.
Darnayru is his plan off. Is to roll the as the primary the occultism check.
What
I will aid.
What's the DC from the spell description? Or it's isn't it? There's a will save that.
It's a will save, yes,
from the creature.
I feel like I'm getting 17% of the information from you. What's the name of this ability?
It's called Call Spirit. The DC is a 25.
Okay,
DC 25.
There we go.
Here's the interesting thing. The defense is DC 25 will save. Or will.
Yeah.
Will.
So if you get a success, you call the spirit. If you get a fail, you fail to call the spirit. If you critically fail, evil spirit.
Yeah, that's what I don't like, is one or more evil spirits appear and attack.
What is your occultism modifier?
Plus 15.
Oh, my. So
but how does that work with a will save?
No, it's a DC 25.
Oh, I roll. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
So you're rolling against DC 25. Yeah.
But we both have to pass 25?
No. If the creature you're trying to call is unwilling, it makes a will save, and we deal with that. Okay?
So hopefully Balnor is not unwilling.
And this can be aided.
No. It requires multiple different successes.
Yeah.
Okay? So the primary caster has to pass a DC 25 primary check. Okay?
Occultism.
The secondary checks, which the secondary check can be aided, also has to pass a DC 25, basically religion. Will DC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a generic DC for the spell. So is Balnor willing to be contacted in the afterlife? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm enjoying it here. Leave me alone.
Yeah, right? Maybe not.
Last we checked in, he was in the boneyard.
That's right.
True.
He's probably not enjoying it.
So.
Oh, and the moon was getting close. The face
that's
moon.
Right.
Are you ready to roll this?
No, but I have to be.
You have a plus 15.
Yeah?
So if you roll a 10, it's a pass.
Yeah?
A 1 a 9. Is a critical fail.
Yeah?
All right, I've got a wonderful enemy keyed up here to throw at you guys.
It's Sweep Up.
Sweep Up Prime.
Okay, I have to roll.
Here it is.
Success. I rolled an 8.
An 8.
On the die.
That is a failure.
That is a failure.
However, the secondary check still comes into play.
It's a religion check, right?
Religion or occultism.
Well, no, it has to be the opposite of the primary, so it has to be religion.
So it has to be religion.
Okay.
Thank you, Greg.
Yeah,
that's
right. We planned this.
And I'm rolling that?
You're rolling it.
Unless someone else has a higher religion than 11.
I have a 11.
I thought you were the resident religion expert.
It might be.
No, I'm only plus 4 religion.
Dang.
I'm only plus 8.
Oh, here we go. Bunch of heathens over here on the side.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
What?
It's a 15 total.
15 total. One away from a critical failure.
Oh, my gosh.
Because Ty goes to the roll.
Right.
Oh.
Unfortunately, you do not.
We spent 50 gold sweating for an hour.
To fight. Now we got to fight.
You try this ritual.
Yeah.
And you reach out across the realm of space and time and what?
Get a busy signal.
The fabric of life. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is kind of like psychic static that you receive back. But for a moment, for just a moment, you feel the presence of Balnor. You know that he would have answered the call.
Oh, man.
My goodness.
Yeah. You just hear a faint Sean follow.
Sean.
Yeah. Why do you what do you want?
Yeah.
I was sleeping.
I'm dead. Leave me alone.
Yeah, what does the real Balnor sound like?
Yeah, what does the real
Balnor sound like? You were
a good Polly Shore. Yeah, wait, now.
We don't
know. Oh, he sounds like Gilbert Godfrey. I can't do a Gilbert Godfrey.
No one can.
It's true.
Don't.
Gilbert can. I'm really frustrated. I missed the roll by 2.
I missed it by a whole lot.
You did miss it by a whole lot.
Would have been aidable, though. I mean, you can.
Man,
that would have been plus 10.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be aidable by plus 10.
That would have been so cool to see Balnor again. Good old Bally.
Bally.
Well,
since that failed.
Something to keep in mind.
Yeah, because we can try that again later.
Yeah, we'll try again.
It is a level 5 ritual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys only have level 4 spells.
Mm. Right.
Yeah, so it's a little tough.
Oh, we're punching above our weight a little bit.
A little bit.
Can I, since that failed and I'm already moving on, can I search for leads in the city for Loveless? That's more what I want to get. Not just specifically Loveless, but her shield marshals that are corrupt. Because the heart things, the broken heart tattoos. And
you can definitely do that. You can do that with a society check, an Alkenstar lore check, an underworld lore check, if you have any of the three of those.
I have all of those, but I'm going to do Alkenstar lore.
Okay.
I would like to do the same, but for Mugland.
Any of those three checks you can do. Greg's pumping. Beating up the ceiling right now. What'd you get?
A natty 20, baby.
Nice! Yes!
Wow. Plus 17, okay. So 37.
37 on a natty 20.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Is there anything specific you want to know as I open up this book to the Angelique Loveless section?
Yes. Blood type, next of kin.
Favorite pizza toppings.
You find out some serious information about Angelique Loveless, the ruthless and corrupt deputy. You find out that she runs an entire division of shield marshals.
Okay.
And is basically in charge of Alkenstar, second only to the shield marshal.
Okay.
Who is stationed in Cloud Reaver Keep.
Oh.
You guys went to Cloud Reaver Keep.
Yeah. Right?
During your investigation, you hear some rumors that are rather troubling. And perhaps this leads you to talk to someone who has some history within the city. Knows things. Alkenstar lore, right? Or you check out a library, go to a public records office, something along those lines. And you find out that Angelique Loveless is the daughter of an Osirian paladin and a river hag.
Whoa.
What?
Making her not just a half-elf, but a changeling.
Whoa! Okay.
That's a lot.
And we'll see you next week.
No, holy cow!
I knew that was coming.
Dropping that on and then like piecing out.
So she may not even look like this.
Who knows what she really is?
She's a
hagling.
Haggling for hags on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Oh my gosh.
A paladin and a river hag. Correct.
An Osirian paladin.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.